好，弟兄姊妹，我们先念几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to a few passages in the Bible.
我们先请翻到约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章第二到第四节。我们念一下哈，从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。可以，可以。
But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, they go before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
这边稍微特别注意一下，有一个羊的牧人。
Let's focus here on the shepherd.
然后羊跟着他的原因呢，是因为认得他的声音。
And the sheep follow him because they know his voice.
我们再跳到第十章第十节。
Then let's go to chapter 10, verse 10.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief come not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy.I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
这边注意一点，这个好牧人来有个目的。
The shepherd come with a purpose.
这个目的呢，是叫人或者叫我们这些羊得生命。
And the purpose is that we will have life.
我们再请翻到诗篇七十三篇二十五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 73:25.
诗篇七十三篇二十五节。
Psalm 73:25.
就一句话而已。诗篇七十三篇二十五节。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
我再念一次，因为等一下我不会翻回来了。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Now read this again. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
最后我们请翻到诗篇二十三篇。
Then let's turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
因为大家都很熟，也许我用中文念一遍，那就不用英文翻译了哈。
We'll just read this in Chinese.
诗篇二十三篇，我们我，要不然我们念一次好了。好不好？我们一起念一次。诗篇二十三篇，我们一起来。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我只要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。这个诗篇二十三篇是大家很熟的一篇诗篇。
This is a very familiar psalm.
所以我今天的主题就是围绕在这个诗篇上面。
And today, my main message is around this passage.
当我进到这篇诗篇之前呢，我再讲一下我心中的负担。
And before we start, I want to share my burden with you.
在过去的半年到一年左右的时间呢，我心中就只有一个很简单的负担。
In the last 6 months to a year, there's only one burden in my heart.
也就是说，弟兄姊妹，我们信主之后呢，我们要知道主是真的，也是活的。
It's like after we believe, we need to know that the Lord is living and He is real.
我的盼望是，主对我们来讲呢，不是只是一个我们知道我们头脑知道他很好而已。
I don't want it to say, I don't want us to just stay in the stage where we only know the Lord is good only as a matter of knowledge in our mind.
我的盼望是我们能够从我们的生命里面呢，真实的接触到他，有一个 personal contact.
But that in our life we will have personal contact with Him.
所以这是我心中一个中心的负担。
This is my main burden.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在是从奉献的操练，从信心的操练，从我们生活当中一些的挣扎里面，我希望我们碰到主。
The through faith, through our surrender, and through the things in our life that we will meet the Lord.
我实在觉得我们今天有一个很迫切的事情要去学习。
There is a great thing that we need to pursue.
我们需要听见我们主向我们说话。
We need to hear our Lord speaking to us.
我们需要在我们里面哈有一个生命的感觉。
And that we need to recognize this life that is in us.
你记不记得刚才我们念的时候啊，那个好牧人，他是用他的声音来引导我们。
We see in the passage that the shepherd is leading with his voice.
所以呢，但是他也告诉我们说，我们这批羊呢，一定可以认得他声音的。
And he also said that the sheep knows his voice.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要从我们的深处里面呢，我们知道主在向我们说话。
And we need to know from our innermost being that the Lord is speaking to us.
主耶稣有一次说哈，他说你们以为圣经里面有永生吗？
And the Lord said one time that you think that there's life in this word.
他的意思是说，如果你光读圣经的话，没有永生，没有生命。
What he's saying that if you're just reading the Bible, the word, there is no life.
他补充一句呢，你需要到主耶稣的面前来。
But you need to come before the Lord Jesus.
然后圣经有另外一句话也很严重，他是说字句叫人死。
And another thing he said, the letter kills.
也就是说哈，如果我们只是读主的话是白纸黑字，只是字句的话呢，他说只是一个死亡的光景。
If we go by the letter, it leads to death.
那为什么我们还要读主的话呢？
But then why do we need God's word or read God's word?
所以我盼望我们心中有一个有一个渴慕。
So I hope that we have this hunger.
借由主的话语呢，让这些话语呢，慢慢的成为主直接对我们说话的声音。
That this word will be something he used to speak to us.
主他就用他直接的话语呢，引导我们。
He used his own words to lead us.
然后另外弟兄姊妹，我也要提到的一点。
Another thing I want to mention.
主这位好牧人，他牧养我们的目的。
The purpose.Why he shepherd us.
然后他带领我们走一生道路有一个目的。
When he leads us, he has a purpose.
他叫我们能够得着他丰盛的生命。
He wants us to gain his abundant life.
他有他一个美好的旨意在那里带领我们。
He has a beautiful purpose leading us.
所以哈这个我常常借用一个年长弟兄讲的话语。
And I always borrow what an elder brother said.
他说那个诗篇诗歌哈，是一个诗人呢，用最少的话语表达他里面最深的感觉。
In Psalm 23, the psalmist used the least amount of words to present his deepest longing.
或者 Psalm in general, 就是所有的诗篇呢，就是这样一个意思。
Oh, it's not only Psalm 23, but Psalm in general.
所以这个诗篇好像是大卫写的。
Psalm 23 was written by David.
有时候我们觉得很稀奇哈，如果你把圣经上所有的诗篇，拿出来问一个人，你说你印象最深的诗篇是哪一篇
？If we ask person what is your deepest impression of the psalm，
我相信可能大部分人都只记得诗篇二十三篇。
And most people only remember Psalm 23.
所以有时候我们觉得很稀奇啊，为什么这个诗这么好像很摸着人的心呢？
We're amazed. How can this psalm touch people's hearts so much?
因为它只有短短六节而已，不是很长。
It is only six verses. It's not long.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们有没有被这篇诗篇摸着过呢
？Have you been touched by this psalm?
所以这边我想要继续讲，就是说，我们头脑知道我们主耶稣是好牧人呢。跟我们里面心中真的知道看见主是好牧人有不同。
There seems to be a difference between knowing that Jesus is a shepherd in your mind than knowing really in your heart that Jesus is a shepherd.
对，有时候我们说主耶稣真的是好牧人，真的是引导我们，然后我们头脑就说很好，这个事情很好，我就接受他。
Maybe we know.People say the Lord is my shepherd, and in our mind we accept it.
但是这个不够。
But this is not enough.
我们需要在生命当中、生活当中真的经历，看见他是我们的好牧人。
We need to experience that He is our shepherd in our life.
有一个以前看过一个故事。
There was a story.
有一次有一批人聚在有一个聚会。
A group of people were in a meeting.
然后里面有可能有两个弟兄，一个比较年轻，一个比较年长，在当中。
There were two brothers, one more elderly than the other.
也许他们都蛮受大家的尊重。
And both were well respected by the people.
所以在这个聚会当中呢，他们就请两位弟兄为我们朗诵一下诗篇。
And they invited both of them.To read the Psalm 23.
然后这位年轻的弟兄就去朗诵这个诗篇二十三篇。
So the elder,
年轻的、
oh, younger,
对
，the younger brother read Psalm 23.
他讲得很优美啊，那个抑扬顿挫，高高低低，那个大家听的哇，这个朗诵的这个非常的优美。
He read it with expression and was very beautiful rendering of the psalm.
所以他朗诵完之后呢，大家都心中觉得非常的好。
So after he read it, everybody feel very good about it.
然后接下来请这个年长的弟兄也上去朗诵。
Then the older brother also went and read the psalm.
然后他也读这个诗篇二十三篇。
Same thing, he read Psalm 23.
这个弟兄朗诵的时候。不像前面想的那么优美。
His rendering was not as beautiful as the younger one.
可是呢，当他把这个诗篇述说出来的时候呢，全场的人都受感动。
And yet, when he read this psalm, everybody was so touched by it.
所以有许多人好像听到他讲了，他讲到这个好牧人的诗篇的时候，他们眼泪就流下来了。
So when they heard of this good shepherd, there were tears in their eyes.
所以他们突然有个感觉。
So all of a sudden they have this feeling.
然后前面那个年轻的弟兄的确，他把这个好牧人讲得很优美。
It's true that the younger brother read his song in a very beautiful way.
但是他们发现说啊，原来是这位年长的弟兄呢。这个好牧人是真的是他的好牧人。
But it's in this older brother that this good shepherd is really his good shepherd.
所以在他生命的经历里面，当他把这个诗篇讲出来的时候呢，大家都知道说，因为他真的经历过这个好牧人。
And because of his experience, so when he read this psalm and showed this good shepherd, everybody knows that he had already experienced this good shepherd.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们彼此勉励。
So we want to encourage each other.
我们需要跟主有一个直接活泼的关系。
That we have a living relationship with our Lord.
所以我们我有时候会问大家，我有时候会用一些问题问大家。
Sometimes I use this question to a rhetorical question to ask.
如果我这样做的时候，大家不要把那个问题当作好像责备你的意思。
Do not treat that question as if I'm trying to in a very disciplinary mode.
我的意思是让大家去思想一些事情。
But I want you to think about it.
对，所以比如说啊，我问大家，如果要你描述你跟主的关系的话，你会怎么讲？
How would you describe your relationship with the Lord?
所以比如说有人说请你讲一点见证。
If we were to invite you to share your testimony.
或是讲说我们是怎么样经历主是我们的牧人呢？
Or how do you experience the Lord as your shepherd?
然后主这个好牧人是不是真的是摸着过我们的心呢？
Has the shepherd touch your heart.
所以我问这些问题的时候，我们去思想。
I want all of us to think about this question.
在你的生命当中呢，你有没有能够见证，能够诉说出来，我们的主真的是你的好牧人呢？
In your life, can you testify that the Lord is your good shepherd?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个好牧人哈，是讲到一个很个人、很亲近的一个关系。
This shepherd.Talks about a very personal and near relationship.
所以大卫啊，他因为他大卫自己当过牧人。
Because David was himself a shepherd.
所以他知道主那个牧养他的那个宝贵。
He knows how precious it is that the Lord shepherds him.
所以当他把这个一生，在或者说他许多年的经历里面，主怎么牧养他的时候，把他写成一首很短的诗。
So when he wrote of how the Lord, and in his experience, how the Lord shepherded him,
因为这是从他里面深处的经历跟活的经历写出来的，所以他能摸着人。
Because this is his deepest and innermost experience, that's why it can touch people.
我今天可能只交通三句到四句。
Today I probably only share3 to 4 verses.
对，所以但是借着这些诗句呢，盼望鼓励我们真的能够去好好实际经历它。
But hopefully from this few verses we can go and experience them.
当那个大卫讲第一句的时候，他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”这是第一句。
When David said, you know, in the first verse, "The Lord is my shepherd." I shall not want.
这边好，可以有两个翻译或意思，就是说我必不致缺乏 ，I shall lack nothing. 然后
，There can be two meaning in this. First is I shall not lack, I shall lack nothing.
然后或者说 I shall not want, 或是我有。我不再有其他除了主以外不再有其他的需要的。
Other than the Lord, I do not want anything.
我先讲我们说他说我必不致缺乏。
Let's talk about, I have no other want.
弟兄姊妹，当我们信主之后，我们要知道主成为我们的供应。
We know that after we believe the Lord becomes our supply.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得说，很多时候我们觉得缺很多东西？
Don't you think that many times we feel we lack things?
对啊，有我们常常讲说，哎呀，这个薪水还是不够高。
Maybe we say our salary is not high enough.
然后或是我们觉得说，这个别人的工作好像都比我好。
Or we see, other people's job seems to be better than mine.
然后我们如果写那个学那个当学生的话，我们觉得哦这个缺乏很缺乏智慧啊，这个不够聪明。
Or maybe if you're a student, you feel you're not intelligent enough.
然后你有小孩的话，你就觉得小孩不够好。
And or you feel your kids are not good enough.
啊，你有丈夫，你觉得丈夫不够好。
Or maybe your husband is not good enough.
然后有的时候你就觉得很多事情哦，好像很缺乏。
So it seems that in many things there is lack.
有时候还不只是外面的事情。
Or maybe this might not only be outward things.
有时候是里面的事情哦。
Some are inward things.
你有没有觉得你缺乏爱呢？
Do you lack love?
对，如果你是丈夫的话，你觉得你真的爱你妻子吗？
If you're a husband, do you really love your wife?
你在生活当中，你真的常常有喜乐吗？你有没有缺乏喜乐？
Are you joyful? Do you lack joy?
你那个当这个圣灵所结果子，你有没有缺乏节制？
Do you lack self-control?
然后有一次有一个弟兄去找尼托生弟兄交通。
One time a brother approached Brother Ni.
他说：“弟兄啊，你一定要帮我祷告，因为我太没有耐心了。”
You need to pray for me because I lack patience.
因为我每次呢，在家里面呢，稍微有一些刺激呢，我就大发脾气。
Because in at home, the little things get me were all worked up.
啊，我都信耶稣这么久了，怎么还这个样子？你一定要帮我祷告。
I have believed in Jesus for a long time, and I'm still like this. So you've got to pray for me.
然后我们弟兄就回答说：“弟兄啊，你需要的，你不需要耐心。”
And Brother Ni replied, "You do not need patience."
我不要帮你祷告，给你耐心。
I'm not going to pray for patience for you.
然后那个弟兄就很生气。
And then the brother was very upset.
他说：“我已经到达绝望的地步了，我这个耐心不够，真的家里都鸡飞狗跳，你还说我不需要耐心。”
I'm hopeless, and you still say that I do not need patience.
然后我们的年长弟兄告诉他说：“弟兄啊，你需要的不是耐心。”
And brother, he said, "What you need is not patience."
你需要的是基督。
What you need is Christ.
你需要的是主。
Who you need is the Lord.
当你有主的时候呢，你就发现你就有耐心了。
If you have the Lord, then you have patience.
所以弟兄姊妹哦，如果你还常常觉得缺乏
，If you have a sense of lack.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这位主。
Then you need the Lord.
你要发现哈，当我们得着主的时候呢，他是成为我们一切的供应。
When you have the Lord, He is our supply.
你信得过这句吗？
Do you believe this?
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
对，我们信得过这句吗？
Do you believe in this verse?
另外一个翻译方法是 I shall not want, 就是我除了主以外我不要其他东西了。
Other than the Lord, we want nothing else.
这个感觉哈，就是主成为你里面深处的满足了。
The Lord is your innermost satisfaction.
对啊，有时候我们真的是要 iPad 也要 iPad。
Many times we want iPod and we want iPad.
那我们需要这个衣服，又需要那个皮包。
And we want this clothes and we want that bag.
对，我们要这个也要那个，
知道吗？ We want this and we want that.
但是大卫里面有个深处有感觉，好像当主牧养我的时候，我好像这些就不在我里面，好像成为我想要抓的东西了。
But to David, when the Lord is his shepherd.All these other things are not things that you want to grab on anymore.
对，许多时候我们真是要这个，这个不满意，那个也不满意。
Many times we're not contented with this, we're not happy with that.
但是大卫这边感觉就是说，他在主的引导底下，好像有主就够了。
But to David, through the leading of the Lord, only the Lord, it is enough.
当他躺卧在青草地上的时候。
When he lay down in green pasture,
他是给我们一个图画。
He showed us a picture.
好像那个青草地是那么的丰富。
this pasture is so abundant.
好像一切都主都能够为他供应了。
Everything the Lord will supply.
他为他预备的是超过他所求所想。
And what the Lord prepared for him is beyond what he wants and what he asked for.
弟兄姊妹，大部分可能听过这个故事哦。
Maybe you've heard of this story.
一位何寿恩姊妹的教士的故事。
It's a story of Margaret Barber.
Miss Barber, 对。所以当他从那个英国到了中国去传道。
When she went from England to China to preach the gospel.
他完全没有任何的资助。
She did not have any support.
就是任何的那个组织的供应。
There's no financial support from any institution.
所以他就凭着信心到了中国了。
So she went to China by faith.
他有一个很好的朋友姊妹呢，告诉他说 你有需要的话我很愿意供应。
A sister told her that I will gladly support you if you need it, if you need it.
可是呢他知道这个何寿恩教士呢不会开口跟人要的。
But she knows that Miss Barber is not going to say to people
Ta 只开口跟神要。
Because she only say, she only reveals to the Lord her need.
所以他的好朋友就告诉他说：“好，你写信的时候呢，可以用一些记号。”
So the good friend said, when you write the letter, you can put some sign there.
我们假装是这样子，就是说，你写一个，以前弟兄也这样讲啊，你写个，如果你缺钱，缺一点的话，你写个 A。
So if you lack a little money,
you say A. 然后如果缺蛮多的话，写个 B.
If you need a lot more, you say B.
然后你写进来的时候呢，你不要向我要，不用向我要钱，你只要一点点记号跟暗示呢，那我就知道。
You don't really need to tell me that you need money. Only this little sign, then you know that's gonna let me know.
所以大家可想而知，我们的何姊妹是。不会做这种事情。
But of course, Miss Barber is not gonna do that.
所以有一次呢，他真的是几乎没有钱了。
So one time, she was almost out of money.
问题是，他剩下一点钱，当他走在路上的时候，看到一个乞丐。
And when she has very little left, and then she saw a beggar.
他只剩下一点点，最后一点点。
And this.Little bit that she has is like the last of what she has.
可是问题是，那个神就给她感动说，你要把那个最后一点点也要给人。
But then the Lord touched her and said, even this little bit that's left, you need to give it away.
每次到这种情况呢，都不容易。
Every time when she has this situation, it's very difficult.
但是呢，她就是顺服主在里面声音的引导，就给出去了。
But she obeyed his leading and she gave the money.
回去呢，他就向神祷告。
So when she went home, she prayed to the Lord.
现在什么都没有了。
She said, now I have nothing.
我就仰望主看你怎么供应我。
So I'm going to look to you and see how you supply me.
就在这个时候的时候，他收到一封信。
And it was at this point that she received a letter.
然后那封信就是从他英国那位好朋友寄来的。
This letter was from her friend from England.
他说，那个他的好朋友就是说，信中就说啊，你每次写信啊都说很好很好，然后主都是很丰富的供应他，然后他以为和寿恩姊妹过得很不错。
And this friend said that, well, in your letter, you're always saying the Lord supplies abundantly, so I think that you are having a good time there.
所以但是他问题说前几天的时候他一直感觉很不平安，里面就是没办法，就是人好像给那个他好朋友很不平安，说你就是要寄钱给那个何姊妹。
But in the last few days, the Lord has been working in her like as if she lacked peace, and the Lord wanted her to give money to Miss Barber.
所以呢，他说好吧，那没办法，他就寄了。
And so she did. She sent the money.
虽然她可能有个印象，她在那边好像过得不错。
Even though her impression was Miss Barbara might not have any need and doing pretty well.
所以在何姊妹这个最后没钱的时候呢，神就给她及时寄来一封信跟那个钱给她。
And so it was very timely when Miss Barbara needs the money, the Lord sent the money to her.
她就真实的经历。这位牧者呢，怎么样让他不致缺乏？
And she truly experienced how this shepherd supplied when she needed.
所以他就写了一首诗歌，就是以利沙代，讲到神是全有、全足、全丰的神。
And so she wrote El Shaddai, where it says that the Lord is an all-sufficient God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有可能？跟大卫有这个同样感觉呢 I shall not want 我除了以外不需要别的
So we all have this feeling of I shall not want like David
我记得在那个我出信过了几年之后呢
After I have believed a few years
我读到故事啊就是讲到诗篇刚刚我们读的除你以外在天上我有谁呢除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
I read that verse, whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
那我有一段时间，我就问自己，说这句话在我心中是真的吗
？And I ask myself, is this verse true in my heart?
我说还没有。
And I say to myself, no, it's still not true in my life.
我说在，这跟我们过去经历很，我是follow 他的经历，就是说我们在地上也没有所爱慕的。然后我说很诚实的说，我有办法这样子说吗
？I ask myself, there is not upon earth that I desire beside thee. Is that real in my life?
然后过了一段时间之后呢，有一天呢。我再次在你面前想这句话。
Then after a period of time, I was thinking about this verse again.
我就说，主啊，这句话我好像可以从心里面这样子说了。
And then I said to myself, well, I feel that now I can say this verse in my heart.
也就是说，在天上，除你以外，在天上我有谁呢
？So whom am I in heaven and but thee?
除你以外，在地上。我也没有所爱慕的。
And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
我那时候觉得我的心很震动。
At that time, my heart was really moved.
我说一个人真的可以这样子吗
？I said, can anyone? Is this possible for anybody?
就一个人真的可以说，在地上除了猪以外，都没有其他所爱慕的了吗？
Is it possible that there is not upon the earth that I desire, but beside thee?
然后那个时候我说跟主说，是的，我可以这样说。
And I said, yes, Lord, I can really say that.
所以弟兄姊妹哈，也许我不晓得当大卫写这句话之后，他心中是怎么感觉。
I don't know what David feels when he wrote this.
但也可能是他说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他里面是很满足，很安稳。
So maybe he was in total satisfaction when he wrote, "I shall not want."
也许我只是揣摩了，也许他跟我那时候感觉很像。
Or maybe he's like what I was feeling.
一方面我觉得很平静，很安稳。
On one hand, I feel very rested.
另外一方面，我觉得心中很震动，很稀奇。
But yet, on the other hand. My heart was very moved and very amazed.
我怎么可能有一天讲出这句话说，耶和华是我的牧者 ，I shall not want， 我没有其他所需要的。
How is it possible that I can say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want?
但是你会发现，那位牧者呢，真的成为大卫心中那个深处的满足，并且他抓住主，他是有一切丰盛的供应。
But truly, the shepherd is David's satisfaction, and in him there is fullness.
所以他就能够从他的心中深处说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Thus, twice he can say, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，当我们唱一首诗歌，他说基督是我的世界。
And when we sing the song, The Lord is my, the world to me.
然后我们今天早上唱的那个基督是我的一切 ,all in all.
And the other song we sang, all, Jesus all in all.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿当我们啊、唱到这些诗歌的时候呢
That when we sang this song,
也许我们就能够有一天说主是我们一切的一切
That one day we can say the Lord is all in all.
对，但愿主在我们心中摸着我们
That the Lord can touch us, touch us.
我们凭着信心好，我们知道他这位好牧人一定成为我们的丰富的供应
that our good shepherd will be our supply.
所以在那个他使我躺卧在青草地上
He made me to lie down in green pastures.
然后引我在可安歇的水边
He leads me beside the still waters.
所以你会发现好，主他能够解除我们一切心中的干渴啊，一切饥饿跟干渴
He can quench our thirst and satisfy our hunger.
我们里面有任何的需要不满足他能够都能够满足我们
Whatever need we have, he can supply.
然后另外好你会发现当一个羊好躺在草地上然后旁边又有小溪流那个一个感觉就是他非常的安息
When you see a picture of a sheep in a pasture with the water going by, it is a picture of rest.
当他知道主能够成为他一切的那个一切的人头跟供应的时候呢他就安息下来
When he knows that the Lord is the source and the supply, then he can truly rest.
那个大家记得神在造人之后的第一天就是安息
After God made man, the first day was the day of rest.
所以呢 人开头呢在神里面呢就可以得到安息
In the beginning of man, there's already rest.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹啊那时候你们信主的时候刚开始是什么感觉
I don't know what you felt when you first believed in the Lord.
我那天查经结束的时候呢那已经好十几年前然后我就跟弟兄们说弟兄姊妹说我今天要信耶稣
After the Bible study you know that so many years ago I said to brothers and sisters I want to believe in Jesus
然后他们就带我一起祷告
And so they prayed with me
然后聚会结束的时候呢弟兄姊妹站在一排跟我握手
And after the meeting brothers and sisters were all shaking hands with me in a line
对我都还记得
I still remember that.
然后我回家之后呢我的第一个感觉就是好像我心中的大石头放下了
and when I went home the feeling that I had was a very heavy stone is now laid down
对过去好像人生当中有很多的不确定好像一个悬在那里的石头好像现在我可以把它放下
in the past this heavy stone that's been me being not sure of what life is all about, now I can lay it down.
虽然我信主第一天对主还是认识很少。
Even though my knowledge of the Lord is very limited at that point.
但是我有一点感觉，我好像人生有把握。
But now I feel that there is security.
对，有个 assurance 在我的人生当中。
There's an assurance in my life.
所以我里面好像本来一个。大石头压在心中的感觉我人生有个大石头压在那边现在我好像就能够把它放下去了
So this big heavy stone that was on me now I can lay it aside
所以我就开始经历有一点点的在主里面的安息
So I start to experience this rest in the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹我们信主主是把我们的脚引到平安的路上
So the Lord leads us to a peaceful place.
他是刚唱，他是我们的亮光，是我们的拯救。
He is our life. He is our salvation.
他是我们的高台，是我们的，忘记了，但是他是我们的高台，是我们的保障。
他
是我们的盾牌，是我们的高台。
He's our shield. He leads us to the high places.
对，所以也就是说，他是我们的盾牌，他是我们的避难所，他是我们的藏身之处。
He's our shield. He's our refuge.
弟兄姊妹，这个是羊的感觉。
This is the feeling of the sheep.
当他来到投身到这个好牧人的这个身旁的时候呢
？In the fold of the shepherd.
他就知道这位好牧人呢是他完全的保护。
The sheep knows that the shepherd is his ultimate protection.
所以他能够住在这个好牧人的身旁呢，能够享受那个属天的安息。
So besides the good shepherd, the sheep can rest.
他不用担心没有草吃。
The sheep does not have to worry there would be lack of pasture.
也不用担心它没有水会干渴。
The sheep does not have to worry about water.
主一切的供应跟它的滋润呢是源源不绝的。
Because the supply of the Lord has no end.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们要真的得着主的安息
，So if we really want this rest in the Lord,
我们就要认识他是我们的牧者。
We need to know the Lord as our good shepherd.
他负责。我们一切的事。
He will be responsible for everything in our life.
我们能够放胆的把一切交给他。
And we can wholeheartedly leave everything up to him.
然后他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
弟兄姊妹，这边有一个事情叫做苏醒。
This matter of restoration.
这个苏醒好，就是好像你回转过来，然后你归回到对的地方，那你也可以说你就醒过来了，就醒悟过来。
Restoration is going back to the right place and then you awaken.
对，所以弟兄姊妹啊。如果你仔细去想哈，这个苏醒是一个很大的恩典。
Restoration is a grace.
如果哈，你是走在一个不对的路上。
If you are in the wrong path.
然后圣经形容我们常常如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
The Bible describes us as we are sheep going our own way and getting lost.
你会发现哈，你这些走的路呢？神都不算数
and all these ways that you have taken are not counted.
完全不算数
they're totally not counted.
所以啊，神让我们从里面苏醒过来，引导我们走在对的路上，那是一个很大的恩典。
So when the Lord restores us and leads us to the right path, that is very gracious of Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在有没有在他主耶稣不让不叫我们只是躺卧在那里，他叫我们要行路了。
The Lord doesn't want us to just rest and lie down there. He wants us to rise up and walk.
记得刚才我讲，我们是从一个罪恶的路被引到一个平安的路上。
At first, we are led from a path of sin to a path of peace.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，你觉得你有没有在走路
？Do you feel that you're walking a path?
有没有在走义路？
Are you walking the path of righteousness?
还是说我们在躺卧在睡觉
？Or are you still lying down and sleeping?
如果在睡觉，我们需要苏醒。
If we're sleeping, we need to awaken.
那个圣经上有一个很明显的例子。
There is a very vivid example in the Bible.
那个保罗哈，以前他还没有信耶稣的时候，保罗以为他很热心服侍神，逼迫基督徒。
Before Paul come to know the Lord, he was with still persecuting Christians for God.
当天上大光照到他的时候
，But when the light from heaven shone on him,
他整个人苏醒过来了。
He was totally awakened.
他发现说，哇，过去全部都是错的。
He realized the whole path was wrong.
但是今天呢，主就引导他走义路。
But then today, the Lord leads him to the path of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，我举一个生活的例子。
So let me use an example from everyday life.
那个，如果我在我们查经的这组呢，他们都说我有一个小机器的连续剧。
So in our Bible study, people said that I have
soap opera,
of this
little machine. 对啊，那个小机器就是我在公司在做的，就是那个你们刷卡的那个机器，我在做那个东西。
The machine that I'm working on is that where you when you swipe your credit card when you're gonna pay。
所以我请大家有时候请大家祷告，因为做那个跟硬件接近的情况，很多事情不好把握。
Because the link from this machine to the software is
hard
to ensure hardware。
所以所以很多时候需要祷告，需要主的恩典，把一些问题能够解决过去。
So I need a lot of prayer to carry this through.
有一次很奇怪。
One time it was really amazing.
然后那个机器跟着我们那个收银机连在一起，然后我常常做测试，一段时间都非常正常。
At first it was working pretty well, the connection.
然后有一次我做了一个改动呢，之后就不 work， 就是不能就不运作了。
But then after it changed something, then it failed.
然后我在那边调这个调那个，安装这个，再把它拿掉，弄来弄去，都还是不行。
So I tried to do adjustments to reinstall and everything, but nothing worked.
礼拜五不行，礼拜一上班不行，礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四都不行。
From the weekend through Thursday, nothing works.
我说这怎么搞的？以前不是好好的吗？现在怎么好几天都弄不好
？So I don't understand why all of a sudden nothing works.
然后礼拜四的时候，当我在那边挣扎的时候呢
？So on Thursday when I was struggling.
然后主就在我里面，突然给我一个提醒。
Then the Lord reminded me.
你怎么都没有祷告啊？这几天忙来忙去搞这个东西，怎么没有想到要祷告？
All you've been doing is just being busy, and you have failed to pray.
啊，不行！所以礼拜四的时候我说，亏你还是在查经的，没有，我说好，对，真是该好好。把每件事情都要在主面前交托给他祷告。
So then I felt yes, in everything I need to commit it to the Lord and pray about them.
对，弟兄姊妹，就是苏醒过来。
I was awakened at that point.
你那个糊里糊涂，那几天好都没有经历主。
Those few days I did not experience the Lord.
我如果祷告的话，就算东西做不出来，我还是能够经历主的同在跟平安。
If I prayed and even though the thing didn't work out, I can still experience the Lord.
对，我祷告了，然后好好交托，然后礼拜五就莫名其妙就好了。
Then so amazing on Friday it worked.
然后我也不知道为什么好了。
And I don't know why it worked.
那我是过了大概一两个月之后呢，我才发现是为什么好了。
And it was only after a month or two that I realized what happened.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们需要苏醒过来。
So many times we need to be awakened.
那个，有时候神可以借着管教，叫我们苏醒过来。
Sometimes the Lord can use discipline to awaken us.
睡太久了。
We have been sleeping for too long.
对，完全没有在长进跟走路。
We are not walking and we're not growing.
主要管教，主要兴起环境，叫我们能够醒过来。
So the Lord needs to discipline us through circumstances.
我们不能停留在那个地步。
We cannot stop at this point.
神的目的要我们引导我们走那条对的路。
The Lord's purpose is to lead us to that righteous path.
所以苏醒哈，真的是很大的恩典。
So to be restored is a very big grace.
主爱我们呢，他叫我们不要停留在一个 没有价值的情况里。
The Lord loves us, so He does not want us to stay at a stage that is not worthy.
但另外一个事情哈，他根据他的名呢，引导我们。
He is leading us for His name's sake.
所以他是的为着他的自己哈，在那里引导我们。
It is for Himself that He is leading us.
这是个怎么体会呢？我自己有一个体会。
How do you experience this or realize this in your heart?
那个大家知道最近过去一个礼拜地球上最有名的人是谁吗
？No, who is the most famous person in the world?
对，一个打篮球的小弟兄。对。
He's a basketball player, Jeremy Lin.
谢谢。对，我听，我在听他见证之前，我想说这个小弟兄能做什么见证呢
？When I listen to this little brother's testimony, I thought, well, what can he testify on？
但是后来我发现还蛮宝贵，他有一些很宝贵的原则，他在那里操练。
Then I found out that he has this few precious principles that he is exercising。
这个主的引导，他是为着他自己引导我们，这个是一个很有把握的事情。
The Lord is leading us for His name's sake. This is something really sure and strong.
当我们小弟兄他告诉我们说，哎呀，当他那个打篮球打得很好的时候，心中就很高兴。
Brother told us that when he played very well, he was very happy inside.
然后当他打不好之后，回家之后就很沮丧。
But then when he didn't play very well, he was very disappointed.
然后一下上一下下。
So there's up and down in his mood.
然后有一天，他就突然醒过来。我为他解释，他突然醒过来。
I'm trying to explain for him. So one day he was awakened.
他说我是怎么回事？就是我的这个整个上上下下是被那个。我的表现去控制。
So he realized that his ups and downs were controlled by his performance.
他就想说，哦，那我到底是为着在 NBA 里面打球呢，还是说我是为着主打球？
Then he said, "Am I playing ball for the NBA or am I playing ball for the Lord?"
所以他突然明白了，就是说这些高高低低。是外面的事情。
So he understands that his ups and downs are all outward things.
所以只要他里面有个把握，有个方向哈，他是为着主打球。
But if he has this guiding direction inside, it's for the Lord.
然后他在场上的表现呢，就不会影响他的心情。
Then his performance is not going to affect his mood.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实这个原则非常的好。
This principle is very good.
弟兄姊妹，我们做任何事情哈，要为着主。
No matter what you do, it is for the Lord.
所以当你为着主的时候，你会发现，其实那个就是主在引导我们要为着他。
If we do everything for the Lord, then we will have His leading.
所以那时候你就发现他的这个，你在做事情的时候，你就有实在的把握。
Then you have this assurance when you're doing something.
你不会说这个事情做成这样，做成那样，好像你就随着那个跑来飘来飘去。
You will not be tossed around.
你知道你所有做这些事情呢，都是为着主，是一个方向，很有把握。
This direction is sure that you are doing it for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我知道有的弟兄姊妹很想留在美国。
Some brothers and sisters want to remain here in the U.S.
当然有的弟兄姊妹申请学校很希望申请到一个好一点的学校。
Or some want to go to a good school.
然后我们有小孩子，我们希望他们能够表现好。
Or we want our kids to have good performance.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这些事情我们一定要抓住一个把握的方向。
But in all these things, we need to have a sure direction.
我们是为着主。
We are doing all this for the Lord.
如果我们有个心愿想要留美国的话，我们是因为为着主的缘故留美国。
If we want to stay in the U.S. for the Lord,
所以当他带领我们回到不能留在美国的时候， 我就发现说其实我里面安息。
But if he leads us away from the U.S., we can still rest in him.
所以这些事情啊，当你发现你是为着主的名，为着主的缘故的时候呢，你就不会被扯来扯去，不晓得像无头苍蝇一样到处没有方向。
If in everything we're doing it for his name's sake, then we will not be tossed around and like a fly flying without the direction.
太多事情，这个原则可以应用在我们太多事情了。
This principle can be applied to many things.
哎，你们都拿到 tenure 了吗？是教授，对，所以有的教授他是要拿 tenure， 对不对？
For some professor, they want to achieve tenure.
对，他为着主，是为着主拿的。
But you need to achieve tenure for the Lord.
啊，为着主教我们的小孩。
We want to teach our kids for the Lord.
然后你就不会因为小孩子今天分数低一点，你就哇，真的是睡不着觉，啊，就比较不会了。
Then it will not be because you will not lack sleep because of your kids not doing well in school.
然后有一次有学生在我们家，然后跟他的妈妈谈话。
One time I was talking to a parent.
他就问我说：“这个怎么？你是怎么？”就史蒂芬其实 reading 就英文的。阅读其实不是特别好，但是他问我说你是怎么加强你小孩的那个英文的阅读。
Actually, Stephen's reading is not that advanced, but she was asking me how do you improve your kid's reading ability.
然后我就跟他讲一下我大概在做的事情，我怎么教他这样子。
So I shared with her what I was doing.
然后我同时也跟他说这个数学方面怎么样怎么样。
And I was also telling her about math, how I'm helping him.
他说数学比较没关系。
And she said, well, I'm not too worried about math.
他们都是 99%。
They're already on the 99%.
但那个阅读还没到 99%.
But reading has not got to the 99%.
我想大概就是这个意思。
This is what she was saying.
对，还没到99%，如果你在那边抓不住方向的话，还没到99%，你就很担心。
So if you don't have a direction, as long as you have not achieved the 99th percentile, you're worried.
所以弟兄姊妹好，是为着主的名，为着主的缘故，好牧人在那里引导我们。
It is for his name's sake, for the sake of the Lord, that the shepherd is leading us.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实今天我就很简单的交通这两点三点。
So I shared this very simple point today, this two, three points.
我很希望弟兄姊妹真的在你的生命当中呢，主成为你的好牧人。
I hope for brothers and sisters that the Lord be your good shepherd.
我们能够好像很单纯的在那里信靠他。
That we really.Have faith in him.
然后你就让他成为你的供应。
And let him be your supply.
你要信得过他。
That you can believe in him.
你让他在你的身上呢做苏醒的工作。
And let him restore you and awaken you.
你不是只是躺卧在那里都不动。
That you will not just be lying down there and not moving.
我们这个年纪。长得很快。
Our days pass by so fast.
所以，呀，五年、十年就这样子过去了。我们不能只躺在那里。
Five, 10 years will pass quickly. We cannot just lie down.
我们需要好牧人带领我们走这条义路。
We need the good shepherd to lead us on the path of righteousness.
这条路是有把握的方向。
This path has a sure.Direction.
他要为自己的名的缘故呢，他带领我们走过人生的道路。
And for his name's sake, he will lead us through life.
那我想我今天就交通到这边。
I will stop my message here today.
希望借着跟随好牧人的经历呢，我们里面真实的碰到主。
So through your experience with a good shepherd, you meet him.
他实在是我们又真又活的爱我们的主。
He is our real and living Lord and our loving Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们在这一同感谢你，是吧？因为你实在是我们的好牧人，是吧？带领我们走过人生的道路，是吧？虽然今天只是一点点前面的交通，是吧？但是我们帮助我们认定，是吧？你是我们一切的供应，是我们一切的满足。当我们来到你面前的时候，是吧？我们就曾能够从心底说，啊，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。是吧？我们谢谢你，但愿你摸着我们每个人的心，叫我们有个愿意的心起来，好好来跟随你。我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。